other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
And watch what you talk about, bud. Being pro-Bill of Rights is an act of terror. And you saw the SLPC and the LA Times and AP. They say if you talk about the 2 billion bullets, you're part of a white supremacist cell. In fact, just being white's an act of terror. That's right, LA Times announces white men are the terrorists. And I say good. And since I'm McGruff, the crime dog, I happen to be white, I got a white spot. You know what? I'm reporting to a local forced labor FEMA camp to show everybody that I can be trusted. Help take a bite out of the Second Amendment and the rest of the Bill of Rights. John Wayne and George Washington are trash. Sovietism is good. That's right, Mao Zedong's who I like. Help take a bite out of liberty. This message brought to you by DHS and Mr. Napolitano.
All right, folks, we had that little Homeland Security announcement, all part of the Fairness Doctrine. Going back in the 4 minutes of this little overdrive segment, we were going to have James O'Keefe on, but hey, I'm glad we got his associate on. He's even more wound up. Daniel Francisco, executive director of Project Veritas. They're the guys that brought down Akron and everything else. You talk about effective. These guys are really something, well, sexy when it comes to liberty. I mean, they are awesome. Like a 50 cal, you know, is a sexy thing. I like good things, and we salute you, Daniel. In closing, in the 4 minutes, 3 minutes we've got left, other points you'd like to add about what's coming up? You've got some big things in the hopper. You can't tell us too much to alert the enemy, but tell us.
No, but we can tease. We can always tease a little bit. I can tell you for sure that the issue of Second Amendment rights, that is going to continue to be a focus in our work. So you can rest assured there's going to be some more videos along the same vein, but with different targets. We're going to go to a more, let's say, popular culture angle of the gun control debate. Another two of the biggest ones that we're going to also continue going into the summer is going to be the health care bill. And doubly so, entitlements. We're getting a lot of tips that we get from our supporters. A lot of people, even in government, start to tip off Project Veritas, which I think is a good testament to our legitimacy. But people are starting to tell us, hey, in my state, there's this organization that's wasting money doing this. There's this organization doing that. And we're starting to take that together and go after the entitlement culture in this country and go after the new health care bill and some of the things that are going to be going along when that legislation comes forth. So Second Amendment, entitlements, health care, be on the lookout for that. You can go to our website and see our past videos at projectveritas.com. And as always, you know, we're a completely nonprofit organization, so any donations that your listeners are willing to give up to us, we'll give you a fantastic product. We'll show you things that the mainstream media will never, never touch.
You are definitely the black arrow. Remember, that's the arrow they fire into Smaug's soft patch in the end of The Hobbit?
I'm not a big Jared Tolkien fan. I've never seen the movies, but it's from the Lord of the Rings series, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a fan of it because it's archetypes. It's a little cheesy, obviously, but as a book, it's good. But no, I mean, the Black Arrow, it's very effective.
Like I said, there's a demand. The reason we exist is because there's a demand for what we do. There's a vacuum in the market of media. If people don't want to go up and ask direct questions to the representatives, to their law enforcement, to these nonprofits in D.C., to legislators and lobbyists, that vacuum is going to be met. And that right now, that's met with us. So as long as people believe in our mission, we'll be there on the front lines.
Well said. Well said. We got about 30 seconds left. Anything else you think should be added here? Do you think we're winning the fight for the Second Amendment or losing it, or is it 50-50 right now in the middle of the battle?
And geographical war, so I think it depends on where you are. You have states signing legislation saying they're not going to recognize any new federal laws, which is a good thing, but then you have states like New Jersey saying that you need to get a prescription from a doctor before you get a gun. So I think it's both ends of the, you know, we're getting both sides of the argument here. It just depends on where you are.
I love most of the people I meet from up north, but when I meet a lot of them, they think we ride horses to work and we don't have buildings in Texas. We got NASA. I mean, I just don't. We've got to inform people in the Northeast. We've got. I mean, a lot of people from there, they'll come from tyrannies, so they think it's normal to move from North Korea to North Jersey. God bless you, sir. Daniel Francisco, we'll talk to you again very, very soon.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
All right, false flag news coming up in retransmo right now.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault. 20 sea varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
You will remember going back about 4 years ago, we began to get Homeland Security internal documents and publish them from state police, federal marshals, FBI, and others, where they were already telling them the number one terror threat is returning veterans, gun owners, libertarians, constitutionalists, land rights activists, and the Fetters, Ron Paul supporters. They said that is the threat. That is who you'll prepare for war with. And they've taught every police department in America that takes federal funds for 4 years that they will face U.S. Army and Marines and Navy personnel. Veterans will bomb them with IEDs. Now, we get on the phones up, the cops will all call in and tell you they've been trained for that. That's been in the news after we broke it. People couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it for 4 or 5 days when we first broke the MIAC, then the not just the state-level report, the federal master report, and others. And since then, there's over 100 FBI manuals and flyers given to every business you can imagine. From animal husbandry to tattoos, from barbershops to clothiers, you name it, saying blue jeans, cell phones, a sign of terrorism, but the number one sign, and it says it in the manuals, but I'm about to show you one right now. Not a manual, LA Times. They say being white is the sign of terror. Then 2 years ago, and the story went viral, we wrote an article because we saw someone had posted internal DHS training videos on YouTube, and later DHS posted the very ones. People didn't think they were real at first, showing them patrolling highways, roads, grocery stores, malls, sporting events. Now, ladies and gentlemen, last week, and I told you it was a big deal, the Southern Poverty Law Center, that is the mouthpiece of the Justice Department, I mean, they ran the informants that ran Elohim City, that ran McVeigh, and they came and said, there's about to be a terror attack by the right wing. Take their rights. And then the building blew up. Oh, they have crystal balls. Oh, no, there's no framing going on. They care. Even though the same deputy director of the time was involved in Oklahoma City is now the Attorney General, Eric Holder, who ran Fast and Furious, false flag, staged event, inside job, black op, Reichstag event, government-sponsored terror, Operation Northwoods, Operation Gladio, Operation Ajax, search all these terms I'm throwing out. And he went on Slimeball. Mark Potok went on and said, we're putting out another red alert. The new threat is white gun owners. They're going to attack. And in their report and in their letter, and what the letter sourced was their report, guess who's at the top of the list? A-L-E-X, A-N-D-E-R, J-O-N-E-S. And what does that spell? Alexander Jones. Who is that? You bet. Now, these are known White House toads, operatives, on record, Media Matters, all of it, on record, government funding, government bailout, government stimulus money. Do you understand? Pray for us. We have the White House-run system saying Alex Jones is the new bin Laden. And you know who else they say is evil? Anybody who is right of Mao Zedong. And again, left-right isn't really real. That's a controlled paradigm. But within the right, there is at least lip service to Second Amendment, Bill of Rights, Constitution, private property, family, religious rights. And so they are assaulting anyone who doesn't call for an end of male and female marriage and for world population reduction and death panels and total communism. If you don't endorse total evil, you are a devil. Now, you see I mean, I was on a big Dallas station yesterday. It's a CNN affiliate, Wall Street Shuffle, highly rated show up there in Dallas. And the guy was like, no, I went and looked it up. I called the company. I checked that that's one of the biggest manufacturers, if not the biggest manufacturer in the country of paper targets. They did do a $2 million contract for Homeland Security that requested. The people been done interviews. We broke it. People couldn't believe it, but they've done interviews. They admit, yes, they apologize. Homeland Security asked for the tactical response stuff of five-year-old kids to shoot and old women and men and people in the shower. Paper targets. And he said, everybody I know, including congressmen that come on my show, cannot believe it. And they won't even say there's 2 billion bullets, even though that's admitted. And he went and checked it, and it was true. That's what we're talking about here. And the L.A. Times says, if you believe in any of this, you are a, quote, white cell, a terror cell. I'm going to read it in about 10 seconds. Now, how long ago did I tell you? Behind the scenes, the military, the police, arms build up, prepping for door-to-door gun confiscation. Military training in Arcadia, Iowa. Military training in Dallas, Texas. Military training in Miami. Military training in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Military training in L.A. Military training. And the military's called in, and it's in the Army Times, and it's in the Army manuals. Just type in gun confiscation in new Army manual, 2010. You'll get army.mil, gun confiscation, how to process us with our Social Security numbers, how to take over the radio and TV stations, not just by remote control. The military will occupy them, the power plants, the city hall, and they're going to take our guns. And so this unprecedented insanity is going on, and they're saying it doesn't exist, knowing the dumbed-down masses, including members of Congress, will just say, well, nine out of 10 articles conservatively say it doesn't exist. Politico, you name it, said there is no bullets. They bought no bullets. Oh, they bought 200,000 bullets is what they said. And then this guy, Alex Jones and Sarah Palin, they say it's 2 billion and they're insane. It was an anonymous posting on a website. They don't say what. It's all lies. I mean, it's all fedbiz.gov, public, all of it, over 2 billion. I was saying $1.6 billion to 3 weeks ago. Breitbart actually counted it all up, and they had the listing. Over $2 billion. They're buying 2,700 armored vehicles last year. Big, giant ones. I've seen them on the road in Austin. They save federal police. They're for here. And they're telling you it doesn't exist, while telling people now in newspapers all over the country. When I saw this L.A. Times this morning, I went and looked. There are similar articles in AP, Reuters. It's everywhere. Let me show TV viewers, radio listeners, let me direct you to just go to this. It's up on Infowars.com. I'm going to have Kurt Nemo do another article about this. He wrote about this last week when the letter linking to the sources, and there it is, Alex Jones. King Daddy, they say, I'm numero uno terrorist. I'm a terrorist, ladies and gentlemen, because I point out the mega banks have taken over America, run Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria, and are supporting them and aiding them. And our government grows the opium and runs Al-Qaeda and Taliban in Afghanistan. That's all coming out now. Of course I'm the terrorist. Pray for me, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not afraid. I'm just afraid I won't finish my work if they do kill me. And that's in God's hands. But let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. You better get the word out like your life depends on it, because I'm telling you, the shadow government, I've seen all these preparations before Oklahoma City before. And I've seen them before 9/11. And I'm seeing them now. They've got five TV shows now where the founding fathers are terrorists, where returning veterans are secretly Al-Qaeda. They're using their own CIA operatives that are joining Al-Qaeda to put them on Fox News to kind of blur the lines. Well, there are veterans joining Al-Qaeda. Yeah, fighting for the globalists. But they're going to say there's three different West Point and Army War College reports last year and a half saying the Tea Party is going to link up with Al-Qaeda. Anybody in the Tea Party knows it's total Islamophobia land. So, I mean, that's just asinine. It's like saying Malcolm X is going to join the Ku Klux Klan or something. Okay? But they don't care, because the TV heads are all watching Simulants right now, where every show they're watching, the lady that won't vaccine her kids is a child molester. The guy that won't vaccine his kids is going to nerve gas the city. The guy that's a Ron Paul supporter is a meth head. Every show, demon messages, demonizing liberty, getting it ready as simulants for the public. They've got all these movies coming out where, you know, militias attack the White House. So they can stage a false flag, have it be incredibly immoral, what happens, blow up a nursery like Oklahoma City, whatever, and then blame it on us and say, see, we told you so. And they are moving into fire zone. The Death Star is cleared of fire in 5 minutes. I mean, politically speaking, 5 seconds. It is coming around, to use a Star Wars analogy, coming around Yavin, and is about to be cleared of fire, okay? I mean, the Death Star is coming around. And if you're not in your X-Wing out there right now fighting every day to expose these murdering terrorists, they're going to bring in the Red Terror. They're panicked. They're scared. They know we've got the initiative, and this is history happening right now. The Death Star is cleared of fire in 5 seconds. That means any minute now, any time, we're in a death struggle to back them off, to expose them so they don't pull it off and they hold back and don't do it. And then when they do it, if they do it, we're going to really be able to deal with them. Because people now know, we got people everywhere watching. The minute they blow something up, folks, get your camera. Everyone should carry cameras on them at all times, okay? At all times. Now let me show you what's in the LA Times. Told you this was coming. Oh, my God. I mean, the peril from patriots. The U.S. needs to keep a close watch on the growing threat of homegrown extremist groups. Now it gets worse. Look at who they show as the extremist. Only criminals and government want unarmed public. What part of shall not be infringed, you understand? Repeal and negate. Now, it gets worse. First, they say you're radical. Then they say there are an increasing frightening numbers of cells. It's cells of angry men in the United States preparing for combat with the U.S. government. They're usually heavily armed, blinded by intractable hatred. You mean wide awake to your evil, and we know who you are. Often motivated by religious zeal. They're not jihadists. They are white. They are white. Right-wing Americans. They've now announced white men are terrorists. That's the headline, Kurt Nemo. LA Times announces white men are terrorists.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Way up, way up north, north to Alaska, go north, the rest is on.
In our article that we posted last week, breaking down the SPLC saying that the right-wing terrorists were about to attack, you can go watch the video. Poe talks on with Matthews, and Matthews goes, Obama is the most perfect president ever, the most perfect person. That's a quote. The only reason not to like him is he's black. Let's talk about these racist hate groups. And they're, well, one of them is We Are Change, which is not liberal or conservative. It's kind of constitutional. It was a big, you know, critic of Bush. I mean, and it's totally peaceful. But they're scared of real reporters going out and asking questions. And they're listed by the SPLC anybody who's awake to the global takeover. A foreign group of banks took us over, and it's divide and conquer. You know, the city of Austin, it paid $15,000 through an art group, let's put it up on screen for viewers, for a billboard that said, yeah, no, it's up on that computer right there. I pulled it up during the break. It's the article from yesterday. There it is. Arriba, my people, or up, my people, stand up, my people. And it shows the Mexican flag on the middle of a heart with people pouring across the Mexico border into Texas. Rise up, my people. So you have a call, and this is liberation theology, funded by government, and it's not just this government, it's other governments, state governments, county governments, fund this stuff. Judge rules, hey, kids can't wear American flags in school. That's upsetting. That's racist. You know they're Hispanic. And you're like, that's got to be a joke, but it's not a joke. And then Americans that knew they were coming for our guns are out buying guns. I've been to the gun show. It's every race, color, Asian, Hispanic, black, white, you name it. They don't want us unifying around property rights, Second Amendment, family rights, national sovereignty, low taxes, being able to accrue wealth. They want us all fighting with each other. And so that's what FEMA teaches. And it predates Obama, but it's accelerated. That there will be a war where anyone that is anti-gun confiscation is a racist white person who is to be killed. And they brainwash police so bad. This has been going on for a long time that I saw a 1999 Discovery Channel Inside the LAPD show. I played the clip here many years ago. Somebody could find it. Please find it again and send it to us. We'll play it again. I've been able to find it. I taped it off, you know, TV on VHS and played it in my own studio back when I was running my own show in 99. And a veteran has died of a heart attack, been dead 3 days. They go, look at his horrible NRA sticker. Oh, the cops actually say this. Oh, he's horrible. This is in L.A. And they go in. The guns are all legal. And the cops are going, well, I'm going to take this one. I'm going to take that one. And they make fun of his dead, stinking body and go, what a piece of trash, this gun owner, with guns on their hips. And you see, wherever the globalists are in control, L.A., Chicago, New York, we've got video that's coming up with Project Veritas and James O'Keefe. They have cop after cop after cop after cop after cop after cop who look like total mind-numbed, cross-eyed goons. The weird thing is about, like, pro-gun cops always look tough and smart and well-spoken. I mean, it's true. Whether they're black, white, doesn't matter. And then you show the anti-gun cops, so they're like, you don't need no gun. You get a dog. I mean, wait till I play this. They all look like they've had lobotomies. I'm not kidding. They look like they've been run over. You know, I mean, it's nothing. I'm sorry for handicapped people, but my point is that I was in New York when they had National Guard running checkpoints with machine guns a few years ago, and Rob Jacobson was with me. We ran into unit after unit that were made up as some kind of weird covert test of people that I know, by the way they looked and talked, had chromosomal disorders. Okay? So, and that's why, in fact, people won't believe this. Type in police over 100 IQ, not hired. Nationwide, it's been this way for 30 years. It's public. Lawsuits have been won over it. They still keep doing it. They want the dumbest people they can get. And if that means they've got to get people who are mildly retarded, they will do it. And I just feel sorry for these people. I mean, it's like, you don't need a gun. Get a doggy. And I'm just like, whoa, it hurts my heart. It hurts my heart to know they're building a giant army of idiots. And, ladies and gentlemen, I just read to you from the LA Times, cells of white gun owners, white men are the terrorists. There's a frightening development. They're blinded by hate. No, we're blinded. We're blinded. No, you're blinded with lies and propaganda. We're wide awake. And so they want to make it like, well, only white people are for the Second Amendment. And that's what they sell, liberation theology, that they teach all the Hispanics they're trying to make citizens, that it's part of you getting government welfare and being part of it that we're going to take the guns. And they teach inner-city blacks that. And you see the inner-city mayors and people lined up to ban all guns. You've heard them, just ban them all. And see, it's not your skin color. It's that you've been under globalist mind control, and now you racially identify with having your guns taken. You racially identify with being on food stamps. You racially identify with the government as your mommy when it's got a poison mammary gland down there dangling in your face, filled with cyanide. But And you're like, no, I'm going to drink it. And I'm like, no, it's bad for you. Just wake up. This is unprecedented. And there's more. But I told you, white Al-Qaeda, get ready. They're going to start.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
The Alex Jones Show.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central.
I was born one.
You know, during the break, I was going down to the coffee room to get a cup of coffee. And I was just thinking about, it was hitting me that I was almost pinching myself. Well, it wasn't almost. I was kind of scratching my leg and just thinking, is this real? I've seen the training films, the secret preparation. We broke it. Then we saw the proliferation of training videos where every one of the terrorists in something like 15 Homeland Security training videos that are in Paul Watson's article, DHS prepares for the new terror threat, white Al-Qaeda. I'll pull up the exact headline. When you guys pull up white Al-Qaeda, InfoWars.com, there's a bunch of articles. I want to give people the actual headlines from about a year and a half, 2 years ago. and to see all the training films where no one who's white is good. Men, women, you name it, they're all terrorists. And then it's the minorities who are really the majority, black, Hispanic, Asian, who are reporting them. And it is the best-looking business people, too, that are all terrorists. They're clearly branding to a skill set of people that they want to feed off of. And I have articles where a woman in New Jersey at a public meeting quoted the Constitution, and they arrested her and said it was threatening and took her guns. And I have copies of the arrest warrant because they came to her house later and took her guns, and I've got the guns they confiscated. And the weird statements by the police of we didn't like her raising her voice and just the bizarreness. And then we can't hand out magazines in downtown Austin until we go threaten to sue and have a demonstration. It's just, it's blowing me away that we've broken all this. And by the way, I'm not particularly happy about that. Do you think I'm happy about being on the ADL and Southern Poverty Law site that are both government fronts? It's come out on record. Involved in very serious black ops, very serious dangerous groups. Do you think it's fun to have these mercenaries walking around posing as non-threatening liberals when they're vicious and dangerous? Do you think it's fun to have them breathing down my neck and knowing they train all the local police and give all these community awards? Napoleon said, it's incredible how men will just throw themselves onto bayonets for little pieces of metal and ribbons. And then they treat the troops like garbage afterwards. It's the same thing, ADL, others handing out these stupid awards to manipulate everybody when they're an anti-civil rights group and saying, I'm the number one threat. I'm the big demon. I'm the devil. You think that's fun? Pray for us is all I can say, because we are the canary in the coal mine, and these people are vicious. And I told you over and over and over and over again. I wonder why the office is calling me. Hello? You know the office just called me? Who is this? Oh, it's one of my children. Oh, my children are here at work today. So they went in and used an office phone to call my cell phone. I was like, why is work calling me? I know the sound of shuffling of my children on the other end when they know it's me. Oh, man, I just don't even know what to do anymore. I know the globalists are criminal. I know they run Al-Qaeda. It's on record. It's public now. I know they're spiking the food and the water with anthropogenic systems. I know they're putting binary systems in. Do you know what anthropogenic bioweapons are? Do you know what... There it is. DHS takes seriously claims militias collaborate with Al-Qaeda on bio attack. Yeah, that's a Kurt Nemo article from 2009, and it links to Washington Times. The new one is, or the newer ones are, white Al-Qaeda. Here, I'll do it. WhiteAl-QaedaInfoWars.com. And an NSA. Yeah, there it is. Big Sis, latest terrorist, more white Americans. Man, my kids are in the control room. I'm going to have to send them home. It's becoming a major distraction. Call my wife. Have them come get them. They're not doing what I told them, so they got to go. Call her and have them gotten out of here. Okay, anyways, continuing with what I was breaking down here, ladies and gentlemen. America is basically dead right now. America has basically rolled over to tyranny. America right now is putting up with anything. And if we don't get up and realize what's happening to us, everything is going to collapse. And that's the plan. You have to understand, they want to collapse healthcare. They want to collapse confidence in the government and cause a revolt. They've got the whole thing planned out as one fell swoop because they know the gun culture, the liberty culture is growing. They know Congress has a 9% approval rating. So they're going to run hoaxes that everyone loves Obama and that he's been endorsed and that his agenda is loved and that everyone cares about him and that everyone wants socialism when it's all a lie. And they know no one's buying that, and they know they've committed all these crimes, and Fast and Furious didn't work for them, and they got caught doing the underwear bombing. And they've been caught running Al-Qaeda, and everyone, not just here, but all over the world, is calling the globalist on it as they take down Europe and the United States. These are foreign. They're not even foreign. They're global above-the-law banks. And they are training police, and that's why they want them dumber and dumber, because smart cops absolutely see through snake FEMA and Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL operatives coming in. We've got the training videos. I put them in films like Road to Tyranny, where they sit around bad-mouthing America and saying Thomas Jefferson and George Washington are bad, and gun owners are bad, and veterans are bad. And the cops sit there and go, well, this is treason. But don't worry, they're just kicking them out and bringing in goons, ladies and gentlemen. Because here's the deal. They have to bring in dumb goons, because even smart criminals like liberty, generally, if they're low level, because they understand down the road they're going to be oppressed by it. Even smart low-level predators don't want to lose all their rights, even though they are sitting in the command position, because they know that they'll be in another position down the road. And so they're going with childlike people in code enforcement, police, everywhere, who talk like children, who act like children. And it's like a fun role playing, and they're the boss. It reminds me of my 5-year-old daughter when she's being bossy. It's the exact same thing. And they're sitting there. They have no embarrassment. They have no honor. They have no connection to reality. And then you've got criminal, hardcore psychopaths who relish it and have an instinct for domination, like Mayor Bloomberg, like people like Obama. And so if you tuned in for the first time here, ladies and gentlemen, you got to understand that they've got the movies, the TV shows, the dramas. That's the final phase. First, they do the training, but the new terrorist is white people. Do you understand? Kurt Nimmo's writing an article right now off this. They say in the second line, in the second small paragraph of the LA Times, that there are cells of terrorists, and they're all white. And notice they don't say they're white supremacists. They say whites. So that immediately makes blacks, Hispanics, and others that have been taught all whites are bad and evil. You have to do that to then create the break. So it's the minorities becoming the new police force. That's been done in England. They brought in people from foreign countries, Asia, Eastern Europe, Africa, you name it, who are, I've had members of parliament on, who are now the majority of the police forces everywhere. They can't even hardly speak English. I've been there and experienced it. It's a total act of domination. Yeah, there's the quote. They're not jihadists. They are white right-wing Americans, nearly all with an obsessive attachment to guns, who may represent a greater danger to the lives of American civilians than international terrorists. See, the flipping is now happening. And they don't uncloak until they fire. And I've been telling you this for 4 years. All the behind the scenes, white Al-Qaeda, white terrorists, white Americans, all gun owners are terrorists. And I told you that's all going to be denied. And they did write articles saying I was insane, it didn't exist. That's all going to be denied, to use another science fiction analogy, until the Klingon warbird uncloaks. Because it's got to uncloak to fire. And folks, it's uncloaking right now. I mean, shields have got to be up. You've got to be running around like a chicken with your head cut off, calling all talk radio, calling Washington, calling Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL. You know, I did this 2 months before 9/11 on July 25th. I said, call the White House. They're going to blow up the World Trade Center, and they're going to blame it on bin Laden. If you don't know about that, just search Alex Jones predicts 9/11. By the way, we just found a larger clip of it and posted on the site the other day. Got warehouses, videos, and tapes back there. Jimmy Vaughn on record saw it 2 months before when it was live. He's on record. Well, here I am on record before this time. And you heard it here 4 years ago. You heard it here yesterday. You heard it here today. But I told you, when they start running TV shows and movies, that'll be right before they then actually go, oh, it's not just fantasy. It's real. The white people are all terrorists. Gun owners are all terrorists. To have a purge, they just uncloaked. I bet if you go to YouTube, you can actually find a just type in Klingon Uncloaks, because you know that I'm not a huge Star Trek fan, but some of them are entertaining, especially the new one was pretty good, actually. But uncloaking, you know, because it's got an energy field around it. It can't fire through its own energy field. Its invisibility field, it has to uncloak to fire. And, folks, I mean, I'm sitting here looking, and the New World Order just completely uncloaked. I saw their signature historically. I knew what they were doing. I told you, okay, they're swinging around. They're coming in. They're going to move right up in on us, and they're going to fire. And, folks, it's all happening, A through Z. They're now clicking into Z. The tumblers are falling into place. They're getting ready to run their black op teams to blow stuff up or God knows what, mass shootings, you name it, right now. I bet they've even got the anchors, because these people are black op commanders, people like... I saw, when I finally went public, it was a couple days before July 25th, I taped it, can't find the tape, Hardball had Hart Rudman committee heads on it, Warren Rudman and Gary Hart, and they were celebrating together, and they said, there's going to be big events, big buildings, that's all I can tell you, things are going to change, they were euphoric, it was a demonic celebration, no one knew what they were seeing. They said, things are going to change. There's going to be troops in America. It's just, I just got to tell you, big changes are coming. Of course, they were the ones that said America will be attacked a few months before in their Hart Rudman Commission. I have clips of that in my film, Road to Tyranny, where they say, we predicted an attack on the homeland. We're going to make lemonade out of lemons. We're going to, you know, have this Pax Americana. It was like the left arm of the right arm of the PNAC document that said a Pearl Harbor event, 3,000 dead Americans. It actually says that, written by Dick Cheney, September 20th, 2000, public document, will help us set up this world empire, this American empire. But it's really a banker empire. They just tell the generals and people, you understand gambits. You know, you send in 100 special forces to bring in the enemy to show their numbers. The special forces get killed. You send in 50,000 troops to wipe out the enemy. You would have lost probably 20,000 troops. What's better, to lose 100 or 20,000? For America and for liberty, we're going to blow up these towers. But so that we can defeat the Muslim threat. And it was only top people at NORAD, and they were in on it. That much is clear. Well, I guess we've got to kill 3,000 Americans. I don't even know how they estimated that. Cheney said around 3,000, like Pearl Harbor. And then how they had 3,000 in the towers that day. Man, that's wild. I guess they just kind of like guessing what dice you're going to roll next. And so I saw that. And I saw that public demon celebration, because criminals like to brag. And I saw that demon celebration, and he said, thank you for sharing this with me. This is incredible, Chris Matthews said. And it was all code. No one but one in a million would even know what they were talking about. And I went, oh, my God. Because I'd seen, here's Bin Laden, he's going to attack you. What do you do when he attacks? Get my rights up. Jim Jones Kool-Aid drinking drill. They had him drink Kool-Aid hundreds of times in drills under oars before it had really had the poison in it. You know, all the movies, the TV shows, Taliban's blowing up the Buddhist temples and statues. Oh, my gosh, they're bringing drugs in. Oh, my gosh, they're going to attack. They're going to attack. Rand Corporation documents. Yeah, there'll be a big attack soon, and that'll be used to transform America and put the military over every city. And, you know, I was reading all these things. I mean, they operate uncloaked for those that know what they're doing, and then they hit us. And you're like, how dare you say that? Well, I mean, now Karzai, their own minions, come out and said it. They run Al-Qaeda and Taliban. Fox News is admitting it. They put an Iron Dome missile shield up over Israel while Obama's there because they're afraid Al-Qaeda, they put in Syria, will launch chemical weapons on them. The same Al-Qaeda we told you 6 months ago had stolen chemical weapons from Assad with U.S. and NATO help and had gotten them and was going to false flag. They did videos killing dogs with it, new videos, where they're going to false flag Assad with the chemicals. I mean, do you realize the magnitude? And listen, we're in the fight. The fact that I'm on the air, the fact that I'm on all these AM and FM stations, the fact that we're able to talk about this shows there's still good people in government. There's still good people in corporate world. There's still good people in the military and police. But man, listen, you got to understand, this is so heavy, I could barely talk 10 minutes ago. This is so big. I mean, this is real. You're getting 99.8% accuracy right now because I've thought about this, looked at this. I'm not saying I'm perfect, and it's not hard once you know it. Folks, it's happening, okay? Do you understand that? They did Oklahoma City. They did 9/11. They did Gulf of Tonkin. They had Northwoods. They did Operation Ajax. They did the NATO option. It's all declassified. It's all hiding in plain view. They had all these officers go public and say Muhammad Atta and four others trained at the Defense Language School. The head of the school went public, and they started court-martialing him for violating national security. You ask, how would they do something? How'd they keep Manhattan Project secret for 4 years with 120,000 people involved? Do you understand this isn't American government? It's a criminal command hijack over the government. We are in red-level emergency. They have uncloaked. They are now rolling in newspapers everywhere saying whites are terrorist cells and are going to attack. The government trying to institute a race war. While government in every major city funds billboards saying L.A. is now Mexico, Austin is Mexico, Hispanics rise up against the gringos. I mean, incredible program, so that now that it's time, minorities who are the majority, are the majority in most areas, don't go, well, I want the Second Amendment, I want proper rights. No, I'm with the government. Oh, really, the whites are terrorists. Well, I'll turn my guns in to show them whites while you're giving up your entire future. Kurt Nemo's article's up on drudgereport.com right now. God help us. God help us. Next, you wonder why I break down and cry sometimes? I think they're going to nuke a city. That's what my gut tells me. Thousands of points of analysis. Obama and his controllers are looking at detonating a low-yield nuclear weapon in a city and blaming us. And they're going to kill me hours after it happens. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spru Seal of Approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
What happened right at the end of the last segment was the guy splashed drudgereport.com up and clicked on the top story in the middle column, and it just made me have another flashback to the stack of police state news I have that I haven't even gotten into, and it, like, hit me. See, that happens now. When I see some horrible piece of news, some horrible tyranny, you know, you say you don't like the county tax assessor and that we're being robbed and the government's a tyranny, and they come arrest you and say that's a threat and take your guns. It's like having your stomach punched. I'm not like, oh, I'm happy, I get to expose the tyrants. It's like, oh my gosh, it's getting worse. I wish I wasn't right. I mean, look at the type of news I hear here. L.A. Times, whites are terrorist, period. Being white is terrorist. See, it's all race politics. Unbelievable. And see, that'll force whites to become completely racial, just like you do in the prisons, so that everybody's at each other's throats and the government's the referee. See the master plan? Man faces 5 years in prison for releasing balloons on beach as romantic gesture. And this is in the local Florida papers, and they're reporting it like it's a good thing. He's charged with a felony. The trooper arrested Bransfield and charged him with polluting to harm humans, animals, plants, and everything else living under the Florida Air and Water Pollution Control Act. I told you, folks, in Europe, it's already like this in Australia, 5-10 years in prison if your kid drops a battery out of a toy and a neighbor finds it, they get huge pieces of the money. This fact's already happening here, and you go to jail. And not all the cops are just totally dumb. A lot of them are savage and evil. And the local newspapers, this is from Natural News up at Infowars.com, NaturalNews.com, they break down the highway patrol saw him release a couple balloons with hearts as she walked out into the parking lot as a love gesture. And that's it, buddy. You're going to jail. And your guns are gone. See, that's the thing. You got to get rid of the 68 Gun Control Act, because real criminals, violent criminals, are always going to have guns. But now felonies are releasing balloons. He released them for Shekana Baxter, his girlfriend. Well, you don't do that, by the way. I've done that. Politicians do that. City fairs do that. It doesn't matter. It's all to be selectively enforced. Oh, it gets better. Homeless Houston veteran cited for dumpster diving in search for food. The guy was getting apples out of the trash can. You don't go to a grocery store and get stuff to be thrown in a landfill, bud. New Jersey woman arrested for reciting Constitution at tax meeting. And I have the arrest warrant and the guns confiscated. I have the actual printouts. In fact, show folks a document cam of this. Thank you, gentlemen. Complaint summons and the seized property receipt. Her firearms, her ammo, everything. California seizes guns of owners as lose right to keep arms. People that were getting a divorce. People that had been depressed at one time. Just your guns are gone. That's Bloomberg. Very, very proud of that. Government ammunition stockpiling story breaks through media censorship. Goes mainstream. More than 20 new studies showing fluoride brain damages and causes cancer. Why is it still in our water? Another important article. So why are we still drinking fluoride? That's just some of the police state news. We got George Norrie coming up of Coast to Coast AM, heard on almost, I don't know, was it 550, 600 stations? I don't know, around the country. George Norrie is coming up. I want to talk to him about a host of issues today. And we've got all the other news. Why doesn't Obama drone strike this terrorist? Because the administration is backing terrorists in Syria. Asked by Fox News.
Yes. Smoke them, didn't we?
Come on, Bashar Assad.
Hell yeah.
Come on, Bashar.
10:20.
We're going to play more of that later. Al-Qaeda publicly now on TV working with the government. We'll be back. We're just throwing it in your face. Al-Qaeda's good. Whites are bad. Al-Qaeda good.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.